Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
We've been working our way through the middle part of 2 Corinthians 3 the last few days. I hope you've been having as much fun as I have, just going through this awesome talk by the Apostle Paul about the superiority of the ministry of righteousness and the ministry of grace. I pick up today in verse 14 of 2 Corinthians 3. But their minds were blinded. Who's there? There are the children of Israel who were looking at Moses, who had put a veil over his face after he comes down from the mountain. And he put the veil over his face, the Bible says, so that they could not see the end of the glory that faded in the law. So Moses didn't put the veil over his face because their eyes might fry if they looked him in the face, but because he knew that by the time he got to the base of the mountain, the glory was going to be going away. Like one of those glow sticks, and you crack the glow stick and it glows, but the longer it glows, the less it glows, until finally one day it doesn't glow at all. That's the glory of the law. The longer it is added, the less glory there is to it. It seems all glorious until you start to put it into practice and you realize that it's the ministry of death and the ministry of condemnation. It's designed to actually bring sin to the surface. That was the purpose of the law. It was designed to bring sin to the surface so that you would know you needed a Savior. Christ then came, fulfilled the law that you couldn't fulfill so that you could be at rest in Christ. So the law was never to show you how to live right. The law was to show you that you couldn't. And Christ came to then live his life through groups of people who would never have let him live their lives through them if they hadn't had the law break them. That's why Christ is so beautiful to us, because we see our inefficiencies and we let Christ live through us. But the verse 14 says their minds, Israel's minds, were blinded, for till this day remains the same veil, untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, but the veil is done away in Christ. And so Paul says many Jews, he's writing about Jews, many Jews will still read the Old Testament with a veil over their eyes, not realizing that there's no glory beneath the veil anymore. Christ has removed the veil, but they don't let Christ remove the veil, they keep the veil up. Now, although he's talking to Jews, I think he could be talking to some Christians too, who seem to find glory in old covenant philosophy. They find glory in law. They find glory in works. And they refuse to take the veil off their face for fear that the old covenant is not as glorious as they thought it was. I think some Christians are actually afraid to confront the end of the law for fear that if they investigate closely, they'll realize it's not as glorious as they thought. Let me use an example. I've seen people in the church who will claim how to have victory. They won't step back long enough from what they're preaching to ask whether or not they have victory, because there's a fear that if they remove the veil to find out if they've changed, they haven't changed. And if they haven't changed, then there's no glory in their message. And if you're not changing, if there's nothing about you different, how can you call what you're preaching glorious? How can you call what you're preaching truth? So Paul said their minds are blinded because the same veil that was on Moses remains on them, but that veil's been done away with in Christ. 15, but even to this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Now he takes it from the physical to the spiritual. Moses had the veil on his face. Unfortunately, we're reading Moses, Paul said, and there's a veil on our heart. We refuse to acknowledge that there's no glory left in the old covenant. And so we keep telling people what they need to do instead of telling people what Jesus has done. And as long as we're telling people what they need to do, we're keeping the veil over their heart. Where Moses had the veil removed, we put the veil back on for fear that people will see this thing doesn't work. Well, let's strip the veil away and let them see that it doesn't work. Performance-based religion doesn't work. Instead, they need 16. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, it is their heart. When their heart shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. The more we let Christ become the centerpiece of our faith, and finished work become the centerpiece of our faith, the more the veil of the old covenant is ripped away from our heart, we'll know that the old covenant has no glory, and we'll be glad to live a life free from performance-based religion when we have the posture of rest, where we can be at rest in Christ and who he is. Go that direction today. Get the veil off your heart and be at rest in his finished work.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.